Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Colin and Emmy with your 9am Zlines. Bruce Lerman, a former Federal Liberal Party staffer, may now be identified as the defendant facing charges over an alleged rape incident in Toowoomba. The Supreme Court, in a decision published yesterday, has allowed Lerman to be publicly named, rejecting his appeal in relation to a further non-publication order, with Justice Applegarth stating in their decision, quote, "It was open to a reasonable decision maker to not be satisfied that the non-publication order was necessary to protect the safety of the applicant." The case will now continue in the Toowoomba Magistrates Court on the 1st of November, where it is alleged the defendant raped a woman at his friend's house in October 2021.
Bushfire are threatening homes in the northwest Queensland city of Mount Isa. Residents are warned to leave immediately. According to the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service, the blaze burning near Mundura Road is likely to impact Mount Isa CBD in the coming hours. QFES has warned it will soon be too dangerous to drive. Residents are urged to leave the emergency warning area immediately and put their bushfire survival plan into operation. Warning areas including Lake Mundura Road, Burundi Way, the junction and tracks and parks around Lake Mundura.
The non-for-profit Canberra Pet Rescue has been left to rebuild after vandals trashed their headquarters on Tuesday night, causing thousands of dollars in damage. Amanda Dowell, the charity's president, was heartbroken and found there was glass and urine everywhere in the Canberra suburb south of Curtin. Ms. Doyle said a lot of members of the community offered donations and support, but they are not taking any physical items at the moment. They accept online donations, which help them to buy what they need for the animals in care and their Pet Assist Program clients.
According to the National Cancer Prevention Advocacy Body, the Australian government's laws to combat the rise in the number of young Australian vaping has been slow. Ashley Ray, the chief executive of Cancer Council West Australia, said, "Vaping has undone decades of work that are aimed at protecting young people from the harmful effects of smoking." The Western Australia government and health department said they have been cracking down on the supply of the harming product and taking a harder line against retailers selling illegal vape after spending the past 12 months issuing mostly warnings.
In national news, Mexico's government said at least 27 people have died and 4 more people are still missing due to Hurricane Otis. The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, told a press conference in Mexico City that the deadly Otis had toppled every power pole in the zone where it hit, leaving the city without electricity, leaving a trail of devastation across Acapulco, a city of nearly 900,000 people. Operations at Acapulco's international airport remained suspended and classes were cancelled for the students across the state for a second day, as the government was still working on restoring electricity and reactive drinking water pumps.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org. To read more.
Are you struggling with